Just-in-Time Devotionals. Discomfort to be Healed, Part 4. The Second Call. 2 Kings 4:14 to 15. New Traditional Version. Later, Elisha asked Gehazi, "What can we do for her? She has no children." Gehazi answered, "And her husband is old." "Call her again," Elisha said. Today, we continue with some very simple points of the story of this woman, the Shunammite woman. I know we have talked about her a lot, but in this short series, the Lord makes me notice some simple points, but that are part of the way God often works in each one of us. He did it in this woman's life, and it is possible that it is happening with you. When this woman comes and builds this room for the man of God, Elisha, noting that in her house she wanted God to take first place by having Elisha as her visitor. After this, Elisha looks for a way to reward her. And there is nothing that we do for God that goes unrewarded. That is important. It should be noted that this woman did not do it for that purpose, but because she understood the importance of God's presence in her house. She didn't get used to inviting the man of God just to eat and to be there from time to time. Now, she made a room for him in the highest place, and that is a very important point. Make in your heart a willing place for God, and made it the first place. That when God comes into your life, He is the priority in your life. So that when God comes into your life, He takes first place in your life. So that you can realize all that you need, the control of life to God Himself. And let God take care of all things. This is very important. Make a first place in your life for God and let Him completely rule your heart. So this woman understood that, and she knew that if God was in her house, if God's presence was in her house, everything was going to be fine. She considered that she was already living well. However, there was something in her heart that she had tried to ignore, and she had already resigned herself. That's the problem when we become resigned to something in life. Resignation doesn't let us move forward. Perhaps we can hide our resignation behind our gratitude and consider that if it wasn't for me, it was because God didn't have it for me, or we could say that it wasn't God's will for me to have it. Or suddenly we could say, well, it wasn't what God wanted for me. Yes, but is that really the truth? God designed a purpose and a beautiful plan for each one of us, and the only way we can discern that it really comes from God is to know Him. So establishing that space, that first place for God in her home, brought her to a confrontation so that she realized that the resignation of not having children was not what God's purpose was for her life. When God comes into your life, He confronts us to make us realize. He gives us the word. He gives us a promise of where He wants to take us. But through that promise, He also confronts us and shows us what we should not accept our resignation because of His will. One thing is the will of God, and another thing is that I resigned myself to believing something that comes from God when it really does not come from God. Now, someone will say to me, "No, good pastor, that tongue twister. And now how can I decide whether or not it is God's will?" That is exactly what building that relationship with Him is all about. To the extent that you get to know Him in prayer, studying His word, congregating, being disciplined, you are going to understand what His plan is for you. And then you will be able to align yourself to His purpose and His will. There is very, 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 very important that you receive it this way. This woman had resigned herself to not having children. And when her first call came, her first response was, "All is well." Elisha was looking for a way to reward her, so he said, "Do you want me to speak well of you to the king? Do you want me to speak well of you to the commander of the army? I know you all, so I can speak well of you." Then this woman said, "No, everything is fine. There is no problem. I am in good health. My family is fine. My house is fine." She was a healthy woman, so apparently she didn't need to look good to anyone, and supposedly she was fine. But she wasn't. So then comes the second call. And the second call is the one I want to focus on today. Elisha speaks to his servant Gehazi and asks him, "What can we do for this woman? Because apparently she already has everything. Everything is fine for her." And Gehazi tells him that there is something that was not yet there, and that is that this woman cannot have children and her husband is already old. Her husband is old, and by saying that she could not have children, it is most likely that this woman had sterile problems. She was sterile, and there were find the root of her resignation. What good is it to replace money or economic status or a good position and feel good when there is a part of your life that has died and that was not in God's plans? For this woman, it was not being able to have children. So it was a pain that she kept very secret from other people. She was not a woman of great testimony, and there is no doubt about that. But it was enough to get to her house, to that same place where she prepared that room from God, and there realized her reality. Just go out into the secret and see other women with their children. What would this woman feel? However, she had already resigned herself. I ask you a question. Have you resigned yourself? Have you resigned yourself to what you have to live through? With that rejection, with that pain, with that breakup, have you resigned yourself to that illness because the doctor told you there was nothing more you could do? You resigned yourself, and when you resigned yourself, you thought it was God's will. And you said, well, if this is God's will, what else I am going to do? I'll stay like this, but forgive me for asking you this question, and excuse me for asking it. It is really God's will, or did you simply give up? I don't blame you. It happens to us at some point when we resign ourselves to something that we were praying, but we didn't see the answer from God. Because time passed, and then in the end, we say, really, I don't think this was not from God. But what if it was from God? What if it wasn't the time? You got the imagine that it wasn't from God because there was no answer. Or you learn to know God and to delight, and you hear from Him that it wasn't from Him. Because if God told you there is nothing to do, you have to make changes. Something different should manifest in your life. But what if isn't? To know God's will is essential, and how I am going to know someone's will just because I visit him from Sunday to Sunday? I consider that 2 hours a week I really know that person, but to know someone requires time, space, to dedicate time to him. If you don't dedicate time to God to study His Word, to learn to know Him, how can you know what His will is? If His will is always good, and through the processes you verify that is pleasing and perfect, as the Bible says in the book of Romans chapter 12 verse 2. First, to recognize that she couldn't have one. If we don't recognize the area where we have barrenness, how are we going to see the glory of God and every promise that God gives us? He is showing you what you need to work on. For example, you have a problem in your marriage, and a word comes from God and He tells you, I'm going to restore your marriage. That man or that woman is going to come home. You respond, amen. And you wait for the promise. But you forget that in the midst of that promise, there is a reality that you have to recognize in order to let God work in your heart, in your life, and you can be transformed. You can be transformed. What is that reality? That if God is going to restore your marriage, it means that there was a breakdown. There was a moment there where the relationship was damaged and waiting for God to do that is a great blessing. But if we don't recognize what the root cause is that brought us that point, we are not going to recognize it, and therefore we are never going to allow that in the midst of the process God is working to work in us. I hope I'm making myself clear. But if you say God is going to restore my home, then the Lord is showing you that there was a root of a problem, and that by recognizing it, he can cut it out to start something new in your life. And the process that you are going to live from that moment on, or that you are already living, is necessary so that you don't resign yourself, but that you can get up. And why do I tell you this? Because when Elisha sent for this woman again, he said to her, "A year from now you will embrace a son." This woman was surprised with that word because, "I am barren, my husband is old, please don't mock me, man of God." But it was an accurate word that was bringing her a confrontation. Not only was it going to bring her joy, but I think there was a mixture of emotions there, because knowing that this man of God is giving me a word, I longed for it all my life, but physically I could never have it. It's a mixture of emotions. So she also had to recognize her barrenness. Notice that in the first call she didn't recognize any need. Easily in the first call when Elisha said, "What can I do for you?" she wouldn't have said, "I can't have children. I can't have children." She would have said, "I can't have children," but she didn't recognize it. She said everything is fine because she had resigned herself. But when Elisha said, "Call her back," is the second call that God is calling you, like that woman. Don't hide yourself. Don't hide your need. Maybe you are going through a difficult time in ministry. There is a spiritual drought. Don't hide it by saying, "I'm doing well at work. I'm doing well in the family. But in ministry, there is a spiritual drought from God." You need to acknowledge it. In Psalms chapter 51, the Bible says that God loves the truth in the intimate. You don't have to hide the truth of your heart before God. If there is a habit that is attacking you, something on the inside that you've been struggling with, people don't know but God and you know. Today, you have a second call from the Lord. Don't hide what you need to bring to light before God, because otherwise it will be a long time before you see the promise. if you don't understand that God is leading you first to the root, and He is leading you to a confrontation, there is a second call from God today. Perhaps you have neglected the ministry, you have neglected your family, or you have neglected that what God has given into your hands to manage. And God is telling you now, I need to talk to you again. A year from now, the promise is going to be fulfilled. But you need to understand that there is barrenness in that area of your life. Until you recognize it, you will not be able to see the glory of God. Let's analyze the following. If God says the word to this woman, a year from now, you are going to have a child. In 9 months, the pregnant woman has a child. And if the answer would come in a year, how long would she have to wait to have a child? Then we add it up. If she is 9 months pregnant, she would need 3 months of waiting for the year to be fulfilled. This woman was waiting for 3 months, 90 days in which she received the promise. But she had to deal with her condition, with her reality, with her sterility, and learn to be faithful, trusting that God was in control and that the word came from God, so that in 3 months that word would be fulfilled in her life. Yes, I am making myself clear, right? Because everything was a time. She had to wait 3 months, but 3 months in which God processed her life in terms of her barrenness, so that she could be truly free. There is a waiting time. It's not that God won't deliver. It is that God needs there to be a real acknowledgement in your life, and maybe a real repentance. Maybe it is a sin that you need to let go of, and you think God has forgotten about it. But if there is no confession in your life to God, how can you ever be forgiven? God is not about us giving Him an offering and He forgot, as we usually always try to do. We never acknowledge our sin, but we buy with a gift. We buy with money, and if we bring a smile, we make believe that nothing happened. But if it happened, you argue with your wife, you told her something that you shouldn't tell her, and the next day you don't acknowledge. Your way to change things is to bring a ring, something of gold, some money, a gift, and with that everything was solved. But it is not like that. There was the pain because there is no recognition. And while there is no recognition, there will not be a true repentance. And therefore, there will never be a true forgiveness. Let it pass over does not mean that it has been forgiven. This is important, my beloved brothers. Otherwise, we don't expect progress in our lives. This woman depended on waiting the 3 months, because God had already established the 9 months, and time in which it depends on you to take the right decision to wait in Christ, not to resign yourself, but to know that there is a promise. There is a word, because there is a purpose that God determined for you. What do you need to let go of today? What do you need to recognize? What are those 3 months in which you are struggling with that, what God has shown you? What do you need to work on in your life? Because maybe it is not that the other person has to change. It starts with you. You are the one who has to change. That is what God needs you to recognize and see. There is a second call from God. Do not wait for a third call to come. There is a second call from the Lord that says, now is the time to let go. Now is the time to confess. Now is the time to move forward. Now is the time to acknowledge. Now is the time. Let's pray. Father, I pray that these words will be forceful in this short series of what happened in the life of this woman. May it be pleasant for us to understand this story and how today in our time you continue to speak to us through this condition. May our eyes be open to be able to see and not justify our actions. May we not be in denial before reality. Because if this woman had refused after the promise that you were giving her to recognize that she should not resign herself to these barrennesses, because it was not your plan, if she had not recognized it, she would have remained barren. Lord, help us not to be hard-headed. May our pride not allow us, Lord, to bring to light what we need to confess to be truly free and see the restoration. If there is no true freedom, there will be no true restoration. Help us to understand, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Amen. Today, pastor and friend Elias Hoyos, remember that God always comes just in time. A big hug. Blessings.